If you are a regular listener to my friend Louise Craig's program, Sound Body, then you probably heard Consumer Reports' recent article on dietary supplements. That news was not especially positive. Many supplements aimed specifically at seniors are not what they are advertised to be. Hoping to better one's health, many people believe that, like prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs, supplements are deemed safe and effective by the FDA. We now know that that is often not the case. Many supplements on the market today offer improved cognitive ability, prostate function, and other health benefits that many seniors would like to enjoy. And many of those do not, in fact, offer what they say they do. However, one expert in the field of medicine has recently offered his advice on two very common supplements, vitamins C and D. That expert is Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute on Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and has been tireless in his quest to disseminate critical information about the best practices for staying healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic. He takes them himself and shares a bit about each in the Insider article by Karen Miller, published September 14, 2020. Dr. Fauci says it's fine to take vitamins C and D to help boost your immune system. And two articles from the Aging Care website, Dietary Supplements for the Elderly, More is Not Always Better, and Five Signs of Vitamin Deficiency in the Elderly. I'll begin with dietary supplements for the elderly, More is Not Always Better. Dietary supplements used to refer to vitamins and minerals, but today this industry makes and sells products containing vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber, amino acids, herbs, probiotics, or hormones in them. Supplements come in the forms of pills, capsules, powders, gel tabs, extracts, or liquids. You can find them added to drinks and snacks like energy bars to increase their nutritional value or to prevent health problems. A prescription from a doctor isn't even necessary to buy these products. Many seniors and their caregivers think, well, if these healthy products are so widely available and have such incredible benefits, why not give them a try? It can't hurt, right? The truth is that not everyone needs to supplement their diet, and the benefits may not be as impressive as the industry would have you believe. Furthermore, in some cases, dietary supplements can be detrimental to a person's health. Ads for supplements usually promise to make you feel better, keep you from getting sick, or help you live longer. Often there is little, if any, scientific support for these claims. In fact, some supplements can interact with other medications and cause adverse reactions. Others are a waste of money because they don't actually provide any health benefits. Medical researchers have a difficult time proving the benefits of dietary supplements. A recent study on highly touted omega-3 fish oil concluded that it wasn't effective in reducing a person's mortality risk or their risk of suffering a heart attack or stroke. These results were contrary to the popular notion that omega-3 fatty acids may help prevent and manage heart disease. So, what are consumers to do when faced with all of this conflicting information? Your best bet is to consult an expert. A doctor or registered dietitian should be the only sources for information and advice on dietary supplementation. A friend, neighbor, employee at a health food store, or sponsor on a commercial shouldn't be trusted to provide sound guidance regarding these products. Another rule of thumb is that no pill can replace a balanced diet. My motto is always food first, said Rachel Berman, registered dietitian and director of nutrition for Calorie Count. Foods found in nature are always more nutritious because our bodies are used to processing vitamins and minerals that come from natural sources. Unfortunately, older individuals may have a difficult time planning and adhering to a healthy diet. This is where supplements may actually be necessary. Berman does acknowledge that supplements may be beneficial for individuals who eat unvaried or restricted diets. This is especially common in seniors, as there are a variety of issues that can affect their diet. Changes in the ability to taste and smell food can lead to loss of appetite. Allergies and ailments such as Crohn's disease and celiac disease can cause discomfort and wreak havoc on an elder's ability to digest and absorb nutrients from what they eat. Painful dentures or a weakened swallowing reflex, dysphagia, can also severely limit the foods a senior can consume safely and comfortably. If you're worried that a senior is not getting complete nutrition through food alone, take your concerns to a primary care physician, yours or theirs. Do not give a loved one any kind of dietary supplement before consulting with their doctor. Ask about natural food-based alternatives to supplementation first, and be sure that they are aware of all prescription and OTC medications your loved one or you are taking before agreeing to add any supplements to the regimen. If you are considering supplementation for an aging loved one or yourself, you should remember that these products are not like over-the-counter medications or prescription drugs. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, must verify the safety of and science behind OTC and prescription medicines before they can be sold. However, the FDA does not monitor or approve dietary supplements before they go to market. The agency will only investigate and take action against a product if enough people report problems with it. Vitamins and minerals are nutrients found naturally in food, and we all need them to stay healthy. The benefits and side effects of many vitamins and minerals have been carefully studied, but supplementation is not one size fits all. Our nutritional needs change as we age. For example, vitamin K is an important factor in blood clotting. But supplementation, usually in the form of a multivitamin or meal replacement shake, can be very dangerous for individuals who are taking blood-thinning medications. Some people think that if a little is good, then a lot must be better. That doesn't necessarily apply to vitamins and minerals. In a best-case scenario, taking too much of a certain supplement simply results in the body flushing out the extra compounds it doesn't need. But this still boils down to wasted money. Depending on the supplement, the age of the person taking it, and their health, taking too much could be harmful. Large doses of some vitamins, minerals, or even some herbs can cause side effects such as nausea, diarrhea, constipation, fainting, headaches, or seizures, in addition to heart attack or stroke, and even lead to liver or kidney damage. Perhaps most important when it comes to senior health is to be aware that the use of dietary supplements may have harmful interactions with prescription medications, and you could prevent them from working as they should. When you or your care recipient use any dietary supplement for a health problem, it is important to understand that you are using that supplement as a drug. The USDA and the Health and Human Services 2015 to 2020 Dietary Guidelines for Americans set standards for nutritional intake, but it is still important to work with a physician or registered dietitian to determine if supplementation is necessary and how to pursue it safely. Next, Dr. Fauci says it's fine to take vitamins C and D to help boost your immune system. Here's what to know. But he advised against taking a few other popular supplements. This by Corin Miller, September 14, 2020. When Anthony Fauci, MD, says something about health, people listen. And in a new Instagram Live interview with Jennifer Garner, he opened up about how taking certain supplements may help keep your immune system in top working order. If you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection, he said. I wouldn't mind recommending, and I do it myself, taking vitamin D supplements, but that's not all. Dr. Fauci also recommended another vitamin. The other vitamin that people take is vitamin C because it's a good antioxidant. So if people want to take a gram or so of vitamin C, that would be fine, he said. But his recommendations stopped there. When Garner asked whether things like spinach, elderberry, or other supplements could help your immune system stay healthy, Dr. Fauci gave his honest opinion. The answer, to the dismay of many, is no, he said. Dr. Fauci isn't shooting from the cuff here. There is clear evidence that vitamin D does help fight off respiratory infections. A. Adalja, senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, tells Health the link between vitamin C and immune function is less clear for people who aren't deficient in the vitamin, Dr. Adalja says, but he adds, it doesn't hurt. Here's what you need to know. Backing up a second here, vitamin D, aka calciferol, is a fat-soluble vitamin that's naturally present in a few foods, like fatty fish, beef liver, cheese, and egg yolks, per the National Institutes of Health Office of Dietary Supplementation, NIH. It is produced in your body when UV rays from the sun hit your skin and trigger what's known as vitamin D synthesis. Vitamin D can do a slew of different things in your body, including strengthen your bones, reduce inflammation, and help with immune function, the NIH says. Here's the big reason why vitamin D can be helpful to supplement, per Dr. Adalja. Some people are deficient in it, meaning they don't get enough of it on a regular basis. An NIH data analysis specifically found that about 18% of people are at risk of having inadequate levels of vitamin D, while 5% are at risk of having an actual deficiency. As for the link with immune function, one systematic review and meta-analysis of data from 11,321 people published in the BMJ found that people took weekly or daily supplements of vitamin D were less likely to develop respiratory tract infections than those who didn't. People who were the most deficient in vitamin D had the biggest benefit. Another systematic review and meta-analysis of 5,660 people published in the PLOS-1 found that vitamin D supplementation had a protective effect against respiratory tract infections, with a daily dose being most effective. Well, while Dr. Adalja says that there's more data for vitamin D, there is some research to support taking vitamin C supplements, too. In case you're not familiar with it, vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin that's naturally present in some foods, like oranges, strawberries, broccoli, and tomatoes, per the NIH. Also known as L-ascorbic acid, it's an antioxidant that plays an important role in immune function, the NIH says. One review and meta-analysis conducted by researchers at Cochrane found that people who took vitamin C supplements when they had a cold had the infection reduced by 8% in adults and 14% in children. That translated to about a day less of dealing with a cold. People who took vitamin D supplements also had less severe colds than those who didn't. Vitamin C supplements may also help if you tend to exercise a lot. One Cochrane review looked at the data on 642 marathon runners, skiers, and soldiers who took vitamin C supplements and found that taking anywhere from 250 milligrams to 1 gram a day of the vitamin reduced the risk of developing a cold by 50%. So, should you take vitamin D and vitamin C supplements? It's hard to make a blanket statement that everyone should take a particular supplement, but Richard Watkins, MD, an infectious disease physician and professor of internal medicine at Northeast Ohio Medical University, tells Health that these supplements are good for people to consider taking in general. And he says it's reasonable for people to take vitamin D and C in normal amounts to try to boost your immune system. Just so you know, the NIH recommends that most healthy adults strive to get 15 micrograms of vitamin D a day, while healthy women should strive to take 75 milligrams of vitamin C, and men should aim for 90 milligrams of the vitamin a day. Of course, if you're interested in taking a new supplement, it's a good idea to check in with your doctor just in case it could interfere with any other medications you are taking. But in general, experts say adding vitamins D and C supplements could be a great thing for your immune system. And now from Fitness and Nutrition News, vitamin C could be key to maintaining muscle as you age, a new study shows, by Elizabeth Millard and fact-checked by Sean Blackburn, September 7th, 2020. Maintaining an adequate amount of vitamin C consumption as you get older could have a significant impact on keeping your muscle mass, according to new research in the Journal of Nutrition. Analyzing data from about 13,000 men and women in a large-scale European study centered on cancer and nutrition, researchers looked at those aged 42 to 82 and compared dietary intakes of vitamin C, also known as ascorbic acid, and skeletal muscle mass. They found positive associations between the two, concluding that a stronger focus on vitamin C intake, especially from foods, may be useful for reducing age-related muscle loss. Age-related loss of skeletal muscle contributes to a range of serious issues, according to the recent study's lead author, Alyssa Welch, Ph.D., professor of nutritional epidemiology at the University of East Anglia's Norwich Medical School in the UK. People over 50 lose up to 1% of their skeletal muscle mass each year, and that is a big problem, she says. The exciting thing here is that vitamin C is readily available and could make a difference for many people as they age. Loss of muscle mass is associated with increased frailty, physical disability, higher risk of type 2 diabetes, general weakness, increased body fat, and more sedentary behavior. Welch notes that vitamin C helps defend cells and tissues in the body from potentially harmful free radical substances, which can contribute to muscle deterioration if unchecked. Despite being plentiful in supplement form, as well as all fruits and vegetables, vitamin C deficiency is common, especially in older people and those who have low income, Welch says. If it's particularly extreme, it could lead to scurvy, an issue that's much less prevalent now than when it affected malnourished sailors in the 18th century, but still around. This type of severe deficiency can lead to anemia, fatigue, tooth loss, muscle aches, and fever. It's important to remember that regular exercise is critical to building and maintaining muscle mass in the first place. In addition to a healthy eating regimen that includes vitamin C, finding a consistent workout plan that works for you will convey numerous benefits as you age. In addition to muscle mass, vitamin C has also been highlighted in another age-related meta-analysis recently, this time for its role in bone health and especially in preventing osteoporosis. Published in Nutrients, researchers looked at studies published between 2000 and 2020 related to vitamin C, antioxidants, bone metabolism, osteoporosis, and bone loss, reviewing 66 studies total. With results published in Nutrients, they concluded that vitamin C does seem to have a beneficial effect on bone metabolism, and that could subsequently help prevent osteoporosis. That's likely because vitamin C has been shown in previous research to have a positive effect on bone formation by stimulating collagen, and also leads to increased bone mineral density, according to Casey Vavrick, registered dietitian and sports dietitian at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. She adds that the vitamin is also used for growth and repair of tissues, including tendons, ligaments, and blood vessels, and it aids in the absorption of iron, which can play a role in creating overall strength and resilience for both muscle mass and bone density. Studies have shown that those with higher vitamin C intake have lower risk of fracture, including hip fractures, she says. Adequate intake will ensure that you're enhancing bone formation and strength. How much should you take? The body doesn't make vitamin C on its own and doesn't store it for later. That means getting that specific vitamin from an outside source is necessary. The recommended daily intake for vitamin C is 75 milligrams for women and 90 milligrams for men, but Vavreck cautions that more is definitely not always better. Megadoses of vitamin C should be avoided and can actually cause more harm than good, she said. A better approach would be following a well-balanced diet that has an emphasis on vitamin C. Foods that are packed with the vitamin include broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, red peppers, tomatoes, kiwi, lemons, strawberries, and oranges. Choices like these not only boost your vitamin C intake, Vavreck says, but also provide a wealth of other vitamins and minerals, as well as fiber. Healthy aging involves healthy eating, she said, starting with increasing your amount of fruits and vegetables. And now from Aging Care Again, published April 2020, 5 signs of vitamin deficiency in the elderly. Vitamin D deficiency, hypovitaminosis, D, is an increasingly common condition among people of all ages, but older adults are at increased risk. The signs of low vitamin D are often subtle and can be confused with other health conditions, especially in seniors. Learning where vitamin D comes from, the symptoms of this nutritional deficiency, and how it can be addressed will help you ensure your aging loved one is getting the nutrients they need, and you yourself, of course. How do people get vitamin D? And symptoms of vitamin D deficiency in seniors? Be aware that the symptoms of vitamin D deficiency to ensure older adults get the nutrition they need. First, weak muscles. In aging adults, vitamin D deficiency is strongly linked to muscle weakness, which can manifest in different ways. In general, seniors tend to feel a heaviness in their legs and have difficulty standing up and climbing stairs. Vitamin D is also necessary for aiding and regulating calcium absorption and keeps bones, muscles, and teeth in excellent condition. The combination of weakened muscles and bones caused by low vitamin D levels has been associated with an increased risk of falls and fractures, which can be very dangerous and even fatal for the elderly. Second, changes in mood and cognitive function. Since vitamin D converts into active hormone calcitriol, it functions differently within the body than other true vitamins. Vitamin D is believed to help regulate immune function and the release of neurotransmitters in the brain that influence moods, dopamine, and serotonin. Studies have shown that low vitamin D levels may be associated with mental health disorders like seasonal affect disorder, SAD, schizophrenia, and depression. Seniors who feel depressed and tired all the time may actually suffer from vitamin D insufficiency or deficiency. In addition, low vitamin D levels may contribute to cognitive decline and a person's risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Weight gain. Vitamin D appears to play an important role in regulating appetite and body weight as well. Research has shown that lower levels of vitamin D are associated with obesity, whereas increased vitamin D levels have been associated with reductions in body fat. It's believed that vitamin D controls the levels of leptin in the body, another hormone that inhibits hunger and reduces fat storage. When a senior is deficient in vitamin D, these signals to the brain get disrupted and the body doesn't know when to stop eating. This can make people overeat and gain weight. Fatigue. Many older adults who are tired all the time may not realize that they could have a nutritional deficiency, so they ignore their symptoms. Low vitamin D levels may also cause widespread pain in areas like the shoulders, pelvis, rib cage, and lower back, which can leave a senior feeling drained. Someone who has stiff joints and is constantly feeling fatigued might want to boost their vitamin D intake, especially if they do not go outside much or do not eat many fortified foods. Digestive issues. Studies have shown that low vitamin D levels may contribute to the development of inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, a condition characterized by chronic inflammation in the digestive tract. IBD is split into two main types, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. To make matters worse, bowel diseases can interfere with the way the intestines absorb dietary fat. Since vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, GI conditions can cause nutritional deficiencies to worsen even further. Vitamin D is an extremely important nutrient that the body needs to function properly, and insufficiencies may trigger severe health problems. The combination of symptoms caused by low vitamin D, such as fatigue, pain, and depression, can easily be misdiagnosed or written off as inevitable side effects of aging. Be sure to make a doctor's appointment if you notice any of the symptoms in your loved one or yourself. A simple blood test and recommendation of lifestyle changes and/or an over-the-counter vitamin D supplement can help seniors feel better fast. And this just in, pieces of articles from Healthline and Boston University School of Medicine indicate that supplementation of vitamin D can help protect one from contracting COVID-19 and also might reduce complications and even death among COVID-19 patients. We know that sunshine is important for vitamin D, but there are certain foods that are rich in vitamin D as well, include fatty fish, egg yolks, cheese, and beef liver. In addition, mushrooms provide some vitamin D as well. We know that many foods are fortified with vitamin D, such as milk, breakfast cereals, soy milk, and margarine. And I found this last little bit of news extremely encouraging. It's protection from COVID-19. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik.